Hi, I'm Tori. I'm an alcoholic. There's a lot of freaking people here. My sober date is August 18th, 2009. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor, and I sponsor others. I came down here from Philadelphia to go to Turning Point, and basically, I guess I'll just tell you what happened. What it is like now. I was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to two wonderful parents. I have an older sister and a younger brother. I never needed or wanted anything from my parents. They were always there for me. I didn't have like any traumatic childhood. They were wonderful. I have a wonderful, huge extended Italian family, so that's always fun. And I went to Catholic school my entire life. I always wanted to leave and go to public school because I thought that it was like kind of nerdy to go to Catholic school, but it never worked out. I was always like the cheerleader and on the softball team and the swim team and did all like these things that my parents wanted me to do. And I liked it for a little while, but I never felt like I fit in with like a specific crowd. I always felt like I had to move and go to something different. And no matter what I moved to, nothing ever changed. And also when I was younger, like in my teenage years, I was always really short, and I always got called Munchkin, which some specific people like to still call me that now. And they didn't figure out what was wrong with me until, like, you know, you go into the nurse's office when you're in, like, sixth or seventh grade, and they have you, like, bend over and do the scoliosis thing. Well, I had it, and they were like, okay, you need to go home. Like, they even sent me home for it and told my mom to take me to the doctor. Like, they were going to do something that day. And about 6 weeks after that day, I went in for, like, major spinal, like, reconstructive surgery. And drugs are a big part of my story, but I'm just going to kind of contain it to alcohol, since it is an AA meeting. And a lot of things went on after that. Like, people were, like, afraid to, like, be near me after that. I had to wear this disgusting back brace that, like, went up to my neck and, like, down to my butt. It was awful. And I kind of had to drop out of sports for a while, and I just didn't know where to fit in. Like, it was weird. I was in a lot of pain physically and emotionally, and like, my parents just didn't know what to do with me. I was 13 when that happened, and it just kind of went off from there. Forgot to mention that, like, my first drink was at, like, age 11, I'm pretty sure. My sister was in high school, and I always hung out with her and her friends, and she's 3.5 years older than me, and I thought I was, like, the cool kid because I hung out with people that were a lot older, and I wanted to fit in with them, so I drank with them a lot, and once I got to high school, I was a freshman, and they were the seniors, and I was always at the senior parties and did that whole fun deal, and it just got a lot worse after my sister went away to college, because then I didn't have anybody to be with during the week. I didn't want to hang out with people in my own grade, and wasn't really back on the sports teams yet, and so I decided to just get as messed up as possible during the week and try and make it through school. And then on the weekends I went to Penn State to visit her, which was just a complete shit show. It was. And it just kind of blew up. I got my first underage drinking when I was 14 at Penn State visiting my sister. Getting home and having to tell my parents that one was not fun at all. And they just didn't know what to do with me. They like, I still got good grades and everything like that, and they were just like, okay, well, I guess as long as she's getting good grades in school, then we can't really say anything to her, which is, I think, is wrong, but it worked out for me at the time. And went through high school, got back on the sports teams, and kind of integrated that into my life pretty well. And I got a boyfriend and did that whole thing. And we were really good friends for a long time. And we broke up for a while and then got back together and kept going on and off. And we stayed really good friends whenever we were not together. And then at one point when we weren't together, I found a new one. And about 6 months later, I got pregnant. And it was right before I graduated high school, and I was supposed to leave for college like 2 days later. And I had to go home and say, hey, Mom, Dad, guess what? I'm not going to college. I'm having a kid. And that didn't go over so well. So we had to, like, reconstruct my whole, like, life plan. And I did. I graduated from high school and then went to a local college instead of going 5 hours away to college. And then I had my son January 16th of 2006. His name is Cole. And that was probably the best day of my life that I can think of up until now. There's nothing better than having your own child and seeing them and holding them. And like nothing else mattered at that point. I didn't care about anything else but having my healthy, happy child. And about 2 weeks after I had him, his dad just left and was just like, all right, I don't want that whole wife and kid thing, which sucked for a while for me. But Cole and I got by. We had my family as support. And then about a couple months after that, my old boyfriend and I got back together. And everything was, like, perfect. I thought I had, like, this happy little family. We were going to get married. Everything was going to be perfect. And then I went back to drinking a lot, really, really fast. And I don't really remember much of those couple years. It's hard. Like, I remember what happened, like, increments of what my son did. And that's pretty much it. And a couple years after that, Mike died, and then I really got heavily into drinking. It was really bad. I dropped out of school when I had like 9 credits left to graduate. I dropped out of school, moved out of my parents' house with a guy that I was seeing for like a couple months, and I didn't think that I had it that bad because I still had my car, I still had my house, I still had my kid. So as long as everything was okay on the outside, then I was okay. And it looked pretty normal from the outside until one morning somebody woke me up and was like, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? They were like, because you were like turning blue last night. We were afraid to let you go to sleep. And I was just like, oh, wow. So that kind of like hit me hard. Realizing that I didn't want my son to grow up without a mother, because he was already growing up without a father, I decided to call my parents, who I hadn't talked to in a really long time, and tell my mom that I was going to die. I was thoroughly convinced that if I went like another week of drinking that I was going to die. And she just said, okay, you know, we've been waiting for this call for a long time, so we're really happy that you called us. And she sent me to Turning Point. I was terrified. I was like absolutely horrified that my parents wanted me like in another state. I thought that was just like a really cruel thing to do to your daughter. But it's the best thing that they could have ever done for me. They sent me down here, and when I got out of Turning Point, I thought that I was gonna go home, and that was like almost 7 months ago, so that didn't work out too well for me. And went into a halfway house. I have amazing girls there that I absolutely love. I started going to a lot of meetings. I did 90 meetings in 90 days. I stay close with my sponsor. I stay close with my support network. My sponsor got me right into the steps. Step one was pretty easy for me because it was really drilled into my head before I got down here that I was gonna die. So being powerless and my life being unmanageable was really, really easy. And the whole God thing came in, and I didn't like it at first, but it was like, okay, well, there's a reason that I'm still here, so there must be something else out there, because I know that I did not make myself stay here. And then she got me into action steps. I did my 4th step and 5th step, and that really scared the hell out of me. And then I realized, like, you know, there's probably nothing that I've done that someone else hasn't. So it was really important for me to talk about my fears with that and everything. And once I got that done and off my chest, and my sponsor was like, yeah, I've done that too, pretty much with everything that I told her, it was made a lot easier for me, and I felt a lot better about it. And then I made amends with my family, and that was probably the most amazing thing ever. I had my mom crying, my dad cried, and I didn't talk to my dad for almost a year until I came down here, and then I only talked to him like two or three times when I was down here until I made amends to him, and now he'll just call me and be like, oh, I just wanted to say hi and tell you I love you. Like, I never thought that would ever happen. It was just like a huge weight lifted off my chest, knowing that people were like, you know, we don't care what happened in the past. We just want you to get better. And I finished my steps, and now I have sponsees, and that's amazing. They helped me. I never understood this before, but they helped me a lot more than I could ever help them. And it's really an amazing feeling to be able to pass the gift that has been freely given to me onto someone else. And God works a lot in my life. I never thought that I would. I went to Catholic school my whole life. I never thought that I would pray, but now I do a lot. And I never thought that it would work, but it helps me every day, and it gets me through a lot of really tough times. I've been having a tough time lately, and I know that that's the reason. That is what helped me get through it. And I think that's it. Thank you.